Lack la biche, when it comes to making bath products for people to enjoy, Lisa Marueli likes doing things the natural way. Marueli, who lives in the Caslin area, has a small, home-based business called Soak Intention, which makes natural bath products and essential oils. As she explains, when the business started 2 years ago, the intention was to promote the use of natural, simple ingredients that, as she puts it, give benefits with essential oil therapy. Essential oils, she said, are an amazing product that give antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties and can help to increase circulation, soothe skin discomforts, and lessen muscle tension. The types of products she makes include bath salts infused with dried botanicals and essential oils, bubble bars, exfoliating scrub, hand salves, and more. I felt with most bath products that I didn't know half the ingredients and didn't understand why there were so many artificial fillers in products, so I wanted to create my own, safe for my family and friends, she told Lakeland This Week. Although the ingredients are simple, there is a considerably process that goes into making natural bath products. Before these products find their way into local farmers' markets and other venues, Marueli must meet licensing requirements such as labeling, sanitation, and disinfection procedures, along with working with Health Canada and having all of her ingredients formulated and registered with the government on a cosmetic notification form, CNF. Marueli, who in her previous career was a cosmetologist, stated that infection control will always be a high priority for her. Regarding the type of equipment used for making these products, every product she makes has its own set of equipment, measuring implements, as well as mixing tools. Every product is made in small batches using a digital scale to ensure exact measuring of ingredients used so you know you're getting quality and consistency with each item, she explained, adding that it's important also when storing ingredients that they stay in a cool dry cabinet away from sun or humidity. Marueli is a familiar face at the weekly Lac La Biche Farmers Market. While this is her primary venue for selling her products, she plans to venture out and try some new markets in the region in the coming months. She also attends women's conferences in the area.